consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Psalm 62. And if you can, grab a Bible, open it up, and join us as we consider His Word today. You know, everyone, I believe, had great expectations for 2021 and have great expectations for 2022. We're going to talk about that today as we study the Scripture. Today is going to be the last day that we are offering our little calendars. These are little magnetic calendars that you can put on a refrigerator or put on, I put mine on a metal file cabinet that I have. And they're just small. They're not big. They're just small little calendars. And if you'd like to receive one, all you have to do is contact us. They're absolutely free. We're giving them away. If you want more than one, let us know, and we'll send you up to three of them. To one address. So write to us. There's several ways you can contact us. You can go to the website at considerhisword.org, and there you can click on the link that says contact us and contact us through that way. And just give us your address and the station where you're listening to our program today. Secondly, you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. ConsiderHisWordRadio@gmail.com. You know, most people just simply write to us. It's kind of an interesting thing. And so if you'd like, you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now remember, include an address, obviously, and where you're hearing this station today or where you're hearing this program today. Now, before we begin, I'd like to give a shout-out to Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. They were here at our church just recently, and boy, what a great morning we had. They ministered to our people. And if look at their schedule, if they're nearby, see if you can get them to stop by your church. I would recommend them. They were such a blessing to us. Psalm 62. You know, this is an incredible psalm. And I read it with our folks at church. And so I want to read the whole psalm, all the way through. Psalm 62. And we'll start at verse 1. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, he is my defense, I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall you be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies, they bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Today our text is going to be particularly in verse 5. It says, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. He said that he is my expectation. My soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. You know, in 2021, many people had expectations for that year. Maybe some of them came to pass. Maybe some of them didn't. I know that I expected that in 2021, we would be past all of this COVID stuff. And then that Omicron variant showed up and seems like things just got worse. And I had great expectations for when we could quit wearing masks to church. We're still doing that, by the way. And we could have meals in our fellowship hall together. And, you know, I was planning for meetings and Bible studies, vacation Bible school, all kinds of things. And they just did not happen. Personally, I had planned on taking a few trips, and I had to cancel every single one of them. What were your great expectations for 2021? You know, none of those things for me happened. But even so, I have great expectations for 2022. I want to give you a few of them. Again, look at verse 5. It comes from this scripture, my expectations. For my soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. You know, the first one is, I expect God to be with me every day this year. He will never leave me. He will be with me every day. He promised. Jesus said in Matthew, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Jesus promised that he would be with us no matter what was going on. And one of my favorite verses in Scripture is from Isaiah 41:10. It says, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, did you hear that first part of that verse? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. God does not slumber, neither does he sleep. He's with me when I'm awake, and he's with me when I'm asleep. He's with me in the good times, and he's with me in the hard times. And he will be with me every day this year. My second great expectation is, I expect God's blessings. I expect God's blessings in my life. Listen to this, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And again, Proverbs 10:6, blessings are upon the head of the just. Now, I have to admit, God has already blessed me abundantly. He blesses me more than I deserve. God blesses me in such a way sometimes that it's just overwhelming. God has already blessed me with salvation. When I received Christ as my Savior, he promised me heaven, and every day I am thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful that I have a home in heaven and that I can walk with Jesus every day. I'm thankful that God gave me a beautiful and talented wife. My wife plays the piano for our church. She is a violin player. Actually, we would call her a fiddle player because we kind of play bluegrass music. You know, she is very creative, and I'm thankful that God has blessed me with such a beautiful and talented wife. Like many of you, I am thankful for my grandkids. I have four grandkids. One of them is near me. Two of them are near me, and two of them are miles away. but I'm thankful for my grandkids. They are a blessing. I'm thankful for a roof over my head and food on my table, and, you know, with life itself. Blessings too numerous to mention. I've just given you a few, but there are many, many, many more. And I expect God to keep blessing me in 2022. Remember the prayer of Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. A few years ago, there was a book that came out about it, and the book was great. And, you know, even before the book came out, I had preached a message on the prayer of Jabez. Now, Jabez was an interesting character because we know very little about him, almost nothing about him, except for he's mentioned in the scripture, and he prayed a prayer that God answered. Let me read it to you. It's 1 Chronicles 4, and it's in verse 10. 1 Chronicles 4:10. The Bible says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And look at this. "And God granted him that which he requested." God blessed him, and God's blessing was upon him. You know, even in our church, I expect God to bless our church with growth, with souls, with people coming to Christ. I'm expecting God to bless us in our missionary outreach. We have missionaries all over the world, and I would like to support more missionaries. And I believe God has great things in store for us in 2022. Now, I'm also expecting God to bless this broadcast. We would like to extend this broadcast to more cities and more stations around the country. And I'm asking you to pray for us. Now, here's a great expectation. I'm expecting God to bless me. He has blessed me already, and he blesses me every day, but I expect great blessings from him. You know, all of the blessings we have, every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of love, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. Hope you have some great expectations for 2022. This is not all of them. We'll give you some more next week because our time is gone for today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.